CD 7.
There are storms that are frankly theatrical, all sheet lightning and metallic thunder rolls. There are storms that are tropical and sultry, and inclined to hot winds and fireballs. But this was a storm of the Circle Sea Plains, and its main ambition was to hit the ground with as much rain as possible. It was the kind of storm that suggests that the whole sky has swallowed a diuretic. The thunder and lightning hung around in the background, supplying a sort of chorus, but the rain was the star of the show. It tap-danced across the land. The grounds of the university stretched right down to the river. By day, they were a neat former pattern of gravel paths and hedges, but in the middle of a wet, wild night, the hedges seemed to have moved, and the paths had simply gone off somewhere to stay dry. A weak, weird light shone inefficiently among the dripping leaves, but most of the rain found its way through anyway.
Can you use one of them wizard fireballs?
Have a heart, madam.
Are you sure she would have come this way?
There's a sort of jetty thing down here somewhere, unless I'm lost.
There was the sound of a heavy body blundering wetly into a bush and then a splash.
I've found the river anyway.
Granny Weatherwax peered through the soaking darkness. She could hear a roaring and could dimly make out the white crests of flood water. There was also the distinctive river smell of the Ankh, which suggested that several armies had used it first as a urinal and then as a sepulchre. Q-Tangle splashed dejectedly towards her.
This is foolishness, he said. Meaning no offence, madam, but it'll be out to sea on this flood, and I'll die of cold.
You can't get any wetter than you are now. Anyway, you walk wrong for rain.
I beg your pardon?
You go all hunched up. You fight it. That's not the way. You should, well, move between the drops.
And indeed, Granny seemed to be merely damp.
I'll bear that in mind. Come on, madam. It's me for a roaring fire and a glass of something hot and wicked.
Granny sighed.
I don't know. Somehow I expected to see it sticking out of the mud or something. Not just all this water.
Q-Tangle patted her gently on the shoulder.
There may be something else we can do.
He began, and was interrupted by a zip of lightning and another roll of thunder.
I said, maybe there's something...
He began again.
What was that I saw?
Demanded Granny.
What was what?
Said Q-Tangle, bewildered.
Give me some light.
The wizard sighed wetly and extended a hand. A bolt of golden fire shot out across the foaming water and hissed into oblivion.
There,
said Granny triumphantly.
It's just a boat,
said Q-Tangle.
The boys use them in the summer.
He waded after Granny's determined figure as fast as he could.
You can't be thinking of taking it out on a night like this, he said. It's madness.
Granny slithered along the wet planking of the jetty, which was already nearly underwater.
You don't know anything about boats,
Q-Tangle protested.
I shall have to learn quickly then, replied Granny calmly.
But I haven't been in a boat since I was a boy.
I wasn't actually asking you to come. Does the pointy bit go in front?
Q-Tangle moaned.
This is all very creditable, he said. But perhaps we can wait till morning?
A flash of lightning illuminated Granny's face.
Perhaps not,
Q-Tangle conceded. He lumbered along the jetty and pulled the little rowing boat towards him. Getting in was a matter of luck, but he managed it eventually, fumbling with the painter in the darkness. The boat swung out into the flood and was carried away spinning slowly. Granny clung to the seat as it rocked in the turbulent waters and looked expectantly at Q-Tangle through the murk.
Well,
she said.
Well, what?
Said Q-Tangle.
You said you knew all about boats.
No, I said you didn't.
Oh.
They hung on as the boat wallowed heavily, miraculously righting itself, and was carried backwards downstream.
When you said you hadn't been in a boat since you were a boy,
Granny began.
I was 2 years old, I think.
The boat caught on a whirlpool, spun around, and shot off across the floe.